This is Podco Media Networks.
Greetings. I'm extremely grateful that you are taking the time to learn more about me and the Peace, Love, Plants podcast. This episode will serve as an introduction as to who I am and why I do what I do. So, without any further delay, let's dive right in. My name is Marco Knox, and I'm the founder of The Phytogenic Chef. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is a phytogenic chef? Well, the word phytogenic means formed by or derived from plants. So I guess you could say I'm the derived from plant chef. But let me add some context to this for you. I have been cooking since I was 12 years old. I got my first start at my big brother's restaurant, The Bridge, a large waterfront seafood restaurant at the foot of the bridge that leads to beautiful Fort Myers Beach, Florida. I grew up in Michigan and would come down from the Great Lakes State and spend my summer breaks working for my brother. I earned my stripes by cleaning the parking lot, touching up the paint, and other odd jobs around the property. But my curiosity and awe of what was happening in the kitchen was always drawing me away from the job at hand. My brother, he was a very successful restaurateur and a chef. He saw the same passion in me that he possessed and gave me my first chance at actually to do some work in a kitchen. A real kitchen. Now, I have to be honest, it wasn't glorious. Not in the least bit. Have you ever cleaned a grease trap or spent 12 hours in the dish pit at a high-volume restaurant? If so, you know where I'm coming from. If not, I assure you, I earned every single penny. But regardless of my duties, I was proud and I had that place shining. Eventually, though, he allowed me to do some prep work and I was hooked. I became a favorite amongst the kitchen staff for my quick work and my consistency, and at that moment, I knew being a chef was my calling, and after my summer break, I went back home to get a job in the industry. But we had one small problem. I was still under 16 years old and I couldn't get a job like the one I had at the Bridge. The only reason I could work that way was because my brother and I were directly related, so no can do outside of that. And while I was disappointed I couldn't get a real job, I knew my day would come eventually. So in the meantime, I decided I would educate myself by reading about restaurants, famous chefs, and food preparation while anxiously awaiting the next summer break and my chance to show my brother what I had learned. I spent the next 3 summers working at the Bridge, in fact, and I learned the fundamentals of cooking there. Then the summer of 1992 arrived, along with my opportunity to get a real job. I was finally 16 years old. And it was back in New Baltimore, Michigan, at the Green Turtle, which was a family-owned restaurant that served a wide array of dining options. They gave me my chance at a real job. And once again, though, I started on the dish tank. But that didn't last very long, honestly. The owners could see that I was a bit more experienced than the average dish kid, and they actually gave me a shot as a prep cook and even as a line cook. Now, I knew this was my big moment, so I took full advantage of it by working extremely hard and learning more and more about being a chef. So, you know, I actually continued working in restaurants from that point forward, all the way into my mid to late 20s, in fact. I worked everything from film and billum concepts to five-star dining and even world-class resorts. Now, I will not say that I learned it all. We are all constantly learning, and we're all constantly growing. But I learned a lot. From the 5 mother sauces to growing all of your own produce and creating menus from that harvest. But like a lot of folks that work in the restaurant industry, I burned out and I needed a change. So I jumped into the fitness industry. I'd always been pretty athletic and took pretty good care of myself, honestly. And so it seemed like a natural fit, and it was. I loved it so much that I started my own personal training business and eventually worked my way into a role as a strength and conditioning coach for the local arena football team. Hey, shout out. Florida Firecats, we won it in 2004. But as I entered my 30s, I decided that I needed to start focusing on what I deemed as a more long-term career field, if you will. Now, I don't regret any of the paths that I followed, but it wasn't until recent years that I didn't look back and wonder why I left the fitness industry. But I did, and I became a multi-line road sales rep with, ironically, you guessed it, my big brother. He was now retired from the restaurant business, and he had a sales agency and a pretty lucrative, booming business. So he brought me on and we traveled the eastern United States. We were selling lines to big box retailers and we made a pretty decent living doing so. Years went on and I was working for some of the largest apparel brands in the business. But the fall of 2017 came along and it was a life-changing time for me. It was during my annual doctor visit that I received news that absolutely frightened me to my core. A little family history for context. My father died at an early age from heart disease and diabetes, and I was always swore to myself that I wouldn't go out like the old man. But here I was at age 40, medically obese with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, and an overall poor health grade. What did I do wrong? I mean, I thought I ate healthy, I worked out regularly, and I felt pretty good. But the truth was, I wasn't living my best life. I'd gotten pretty out of shape. And, you know, it's a strange thing that we humans do, this denial behavior. And trust me, I was leading the pack when it came to denial. I guess I just chalked it up to, you know, it was my age and this is just what happens. I mean, I'm 40 now, right? Wrong. I was denying my dharma, my flow, and my purpose. And I was doing it by making extremely poor food choices. Me, a chef, a fitness professional, person that should absolutely know better. No excuse. But the truth was, I had gained over 35 pounds of body fat and was now 250 pounds. That's big for my frame if you knew me and saw me in person. And, you know, all of my clothes, busting at the seams. I couldn't walk up or down the stairs without feeling completely winded, and I had severe back pain. I mean, lying on the ground and staring at the ceiling begging for relief type of back pain. It was apparent. The time for change was now. But the solution didn't come to me right away. I did the whole ride my bike and get a gym membership thing again and for a few months, but the results, they were inconsistent at best. I would lose 10 pounds here and gave 5 pounds back there. It wasn't a real change, and I needed a real change or else I was repeating my father's mistakes. So that's honestly when I discovered the plant-based lifestyle. I was a chef, and I had always prided my chef skills by the wide variety of meat, poultry, and seafood dishes that I could prepare. How could I cook without those staples? I mean, where would I get my protein, and how would I get enough B12? But learning comes to us in all sorts of forms. Mine hit me through this health scare, a few awakening documentaries, which then spawned into an extensive studying and a new way of living. So I started by eliminating dairy and only consuming chicken and pork, no red meat. The impact was noticeable in just a couple of weeks. Inflammation that was negatively impacting me, it went away. So I decided to go all in and eliminate all meats. After a few months, it was working. I mean, it was really, really working. I had not consumed a single animal product for 8 months now. And I all of a sudden weighed 205 pounds? That's down almost 50 pounds, and I felt better than ever. I was riding my mountain bike through the trails with some of the best local riders, and I was keeping up with them. My back pain that I told you about, completely gone. And my clothes? Well, I needed new clothes because nothing fit anymore. Everything was too big. But the question still remained. Was what I was doing from a food perspective actually healthy, or was I robbing my body of nutrients? Now, I had pretty much known from my own research, and quite frankly, from how great I felt. What I was doing was indeed very healthy. But we all know this, numbers don't lie. So after 1 year, I went back in for my annual physical and had my blood work done again. Full lab, cholesterol, glucose, everything. Not to my surprise, everything checked out. And not only did it check out, it drastically improved. I went from all of the aforementioned health issues to all of them no longer even remotely a concern. Cholesterol was perfect, even better than perfect. Hypertension and diabetes, zero trace. I mean this when I say to you, I walked out of the doctor's office that day smiling from ear to ear with what felt like a green glow surrounding me. You know, must have been the plants. That day, I kid you not, that very day, the phytogenic chef was born. It felt like it was my calling, my purpose, my dharma to share this story with you and to help others that are in the same place I once was. I wasn't living a bad life. I just wasn't living to my full potential, and now I am, and so can everyone else. So, there you have it. As raw as it is, that's my story, and I'm honored, actually, to have the opportunity to share it with you. And not only do I get to share my story with you, I get to speak to others about their story. So, be sure to check out our other episodes as I focus on all things plant-based and a bit more. The topics we'll discuss will include health, cooking plant-based, athletic performance, business, and inspiring stories. My guest list includes doctors, athletes, business owners, chefs, and amazing people that have overcome tragedy in this life. The stories and insights shared are sure to captivate you and leave you wanting to hear more. So in closing, I want to personally say thank you. I'm very grateful that you are listening, and my sincere hope is that you will enjoy our show and tell others about it and live a very happy peace, love, and plants lifestyle. So with that, and until next time, much love. This is Marco Knox, the Phytogenic Chef. Peace, love, and plants.